Now, that's tattoos as we know them. But what will they look like in the future? Worldwide, teams are developing electronic skin and e-tattoos. These are flexible materials that can sit on our skin and keep an eye on our health. Jenan Bao from Stanford University is an expert in the field.
What we're trying to do is to make the future of wearable electronics. The future of wearables are going to be soft, stretchable, and bendable, like our skin. It can look like a tattoo that could be temporary, and they can sense different parameters from blood pressure, heart rate, temperature, or in the future, even chemical signals.
Picture a rub-on tattoo with tiny patches of electronics, an e-tattoo, if you will. You could place it on your body and directly measure what's going on in there, your blood pressure, your temperature, heart rate, or even get a peek at your immune system.
The combination of information can be used to potentially predict the onset of certain disease. For example, one of my colleagues at Stanford did a study. He was able to predict the onset of flu even before the patient start to feel the symptom of flu.
Pretty handy. And in the future, soft electronics could even be placed under our skin, giving the sensor more access to information linked to our hormones, which could help monitor depression, or things like blood sugar levels. And getting a little bit big brother, some companies have even planted these chips under their employees' skin to act as access cards and open doors. But skin, unlike most electronic equipment, is stretchy. So for e-tattoos to work, they need to be built a little bit differently.
We use soft plastic material, and through molecular engineering, we make such plastic into electronic materials so that they not only can conduct electricity, but also at the same time, they're as soft as our skin and potentially can even self-heal as our skin.
Jenan is even exploring the possibility of creating flexible batteries to match these stretchy electronic circuits. But there are still a few different challenges to overcome.
The tattoos or the patches will transmit information wirelessly. We need to make sure they are secure so that the information about the person will not be hacked. In that case, the patient needs to be able to control who can view the information, who they want to share the information with. In order for e-skin to be widely spread, we need to address both technological issues and security issues.
That was Jenan Bao there. So what do you think, Rhea? Would you get an e-tattoo?
Well, I kind of like the idea of being able to predict the onset of flu, and I could even slightly, although it's slightly like being a dog, you know, being chipped or something, but I could even get on board with that if I could, you know, get on the train and tap in rather than buy a ticket. It was only when Jenan said about wirelessly transmitting data that I suddenly thought, hang on a minute here, I'm not entirely convinced I want someone to know my movements throughout my Saturday or any day, actually, for that matter.
But especially Saturday.
But especially Saturday. Who knows what I get up to?
How about you, Matt? As someone with a lot of tattoos yourself, would you get an e-tattoo?
I'm just much more into the old school ones. Give me a shop stick and a bit of carbon any day.
Keeping it old school, lovely.